This is Sam. Thank you for visiting TeachBible.org's Daily Insight for July the 8th. Today's Bible verse is from the book of 2 Chronicles, chapter 12, verse 14. It says there, "He did evil because he had not set his heart on seeking the Lord." End of quote. Rehoboam was the son of the king of Solomon, the king of Israel. Solomon began his kingship in the right way by honoring and obeying the Lord. You know, however, later in his life, he sought many foreign wives who turned his heart away from the Lord God of heaven. And so he started serving idols and making temples for them to please his wives. The wisest man ever lived on the face of the earth was influenced and corrupted by his ungodly alliance and yoke with foreign wives who served the idols. God warned Solomon that most of his kingdoms would be taken away from him after his death because he did not seek the Lord later in his life. Now, after the death of Solomon, his son Rehoboam became the king. Our daily insight says about him. It says he did evil because he had not set his heart on seeking the Lord. End of quote. Basically, Rehoboam went with the inclinations of his own heart. Bible says in Romans 15:4, "For everything that was written in the past was written for our instruction." End of quote. Beloved, today's insight warns us, if we do not set our heart on seeking the Lord, we may also end up doing evil. Not seeking the Lord means end up doing evil. When Rehoboam became the king, the people in the nation came up to him with a request to lower their work burden and taxes. His father Solomon, when he became king, he prayed and sought the Lord for wisdom to rule the nation and to judge between good and evil instead of long life, wealth, or honor. God loved that request because he sought him and granted his request and gave him wisdom and a discerning heart. But Rehoboam, when he faced with the first major decision when he became king, he did not set his heart to seek the Lord. Instead, he sought people's advice first instead of God's advice. He should have sought the Lord first, but he asked the counsel of the aldermen. They advised him to grant the petition of the people and speak to them kindly. But do you know what? He did not like the advice of the aldermen. So he turned it to his peers and young friends. His peers advised Rehoboam to make people's life more harsher by increasing the work burden and taxes. Rehoboam followed the foolish advice of his peers. People who came to him for help left there upset and angry. And this is how the kingdom was divided into two, as the Lord had already planned. Northern kingdom called Israel and southern kingdom called Judah. Beloved, the Bible says we need to seek the Lord for his help and counsel first. We need to seek the face of the Lord in prayer before we even go to godly people for their counsel or advice. First thing first, of course, a godly person, a born-again believer in Jesus Christ, who loves the Lord and the Bible, can give you valuable godly counsel from the Bible. However, first, before anything else, we should seek the Lord in prayer. This is for small and big decisions of our lives. We need to ask him in prayer, "Lord, what do you want me to do?" Do not just follow the intuitions of your own heart. Following the intuitions of the heart without listening to the Lord and his word in the Bible is dangerous. Bible says in Proverbs 28:26, it says, "Those who trust in themselves," means in their own heart's thoughts, "are fools." End of quote. Bible says our hearts are fallen and tainted with the sin, evil, and wickedness. Luke 7:20 says, "Out of person's heart come evil thoughts." End of quote. Jeremiah 17:9 says, "The heart is deceitful above all things." End of quote. Then, how can we follow the intuitions of our hearts? The reason for Rehoboam's failure was this: he did evil. Why did he do evil? Because he did not set his heart to seek the Lord. Is this not God's warning for us today? Beloved, did you set your heart to seek the Lord continually? If not, first set your heart to seek the Lord. Seek him in prayer every day and all day for his guidance, advice, and wisdom. Bible says in Proverbs 3:5-6, "Do not lean on your own understanding. Instead, trust the Lord with all your heart. Submit to him all your ways, and he will make your paths straight. Do not fret or sweat as you wait for Him to act on your behalf. Understand, God knows better than you, and He has better and superior plans for you, even though sometimes it may not make sense to you in the short term. Psalm 37:5 says, "Commit your ways to the Lord. Trust in Him, and He shall bring it to pass." The Lord shall bring it to pass. He will it to pass. Your desires and God's glory in our lives, and you will end up glorifying God because He brought it to pass for you. Beloved, all these words above are meaningless if you still do not know Jesus Christ personally. I'm not talking about religion. I'm talking about a personal relationship with the Son of God, Jesus Christ, who died, buried, and rose again for the remission of your sins and to grant us eternal life in heaven. Accept Christ Jesus as your Savior and Lord is the first step to seek the Lord in prayer and to get all God's blessings. Got a moment for today's prayer? Pray after me. Father in heaven, I want to seek you every day and all the time. Help me to lean on you, Lord. I do not want to lean on the intuitions of my heart. I give my heart to you fully and completely. And I accept Jesus Christ as my Savior and Lord because I believe He died and rose again for all of my sins. Please save me. In Christ's name I pray. Amen. May the love, presence, and the blessings of the Lord be with you today and for the rest of your life. May His name be glorified in and through you. Thank you.